The day after a big game and a big win last night, obviously, 24 hours later, what stands out for you?
I liked our game on video better than I did on the bench, and I was pretty pleased with our performance. Effort throughout the lineup, compete, was really strong and solid. So today we kind of took what were, you know, an area that we think is going to be really important in the game tomorrow night. They, like us, spent an awful lot of time in the other team's end, so that D-zone coverage, those sort-outs, spent some time looking at that, and then get up and down the ice real quick.
How important was that penalty kill last night to turning the game and the turning point maybe right in the game?
Well, it's so critical, the two of them. One, the one at the end of the end of the second, because you just really don't like the call, right? So we haven't had a lot of the solid bounces on our PK. It, you know, a lot of them have hit us, gone right to them, and it's in the back of the net. So we got the big kill there, and then the kill on Blake, right? Such a fine performance. You don't want that penalty to be the definer in the game. And you know what? Maybe the biggest one of all was the kill on Kulikov's fight, because that was a teammate deal, and the bench was wired for that kill. So really important parts of the game.
And you weren't asked about this last night, but Parr Lindholm's game.
Yeah, really strong positionally under the puck. Nice little small area hands, especially from the tops and circles down in the offensive game. You can, even if it's one, you have a general idea of how a player thinks after watching him. Even if there's a lot of confusion around him, you can kind of tell what he's trying to pick up. He was, you know what, he's a veteran guy. He knows the game. And he moved like he did.
Yeah, 27 years old and lots of time over in Europe.
Right, and all of those European teams, the base is actually a defensive game. On the big ice, they learn how to defend first. Then, because they spend so much time with the puck, they learn how to handle it. And he could do both.
Paul, Blake used the term chip on his shoulder last night to describe Nathan Beaulieu, and it sort of dawned on me that you have a few players on this team who maybe have the chip, if you will, guys who were given up on by yeah. other organizations, Lauren Brossoit, Joe Morrow. What can that do to a pro hockey player to be a motivator, and how can that really help a player?
So we'll talk in general and then in specifics. In general, players come into the league with a perception of who they are. Right. And if they don't become that player with that organization, it's usually not till the next organization or maybe even one more, where I would say they accept a different style of game. You see really skilled guys come in and they need to play with skilled players. They just need their chance. You hear that an awful lot. Except it turns out there's more skilled guys ahead of them and they get a different role or a limited role in what they want to do. They go to the next place and they accept that when it happens. In Nathan's case specifically, we liked him right back to his first team. So he plays with a chip on his shoulder, but he plays with an edge. He goes into the corners with some real good intensity. The best part of his game, and this would be something that you want that to be the foundation game of every defenseman, as he moves it, he makes first decisions and he makes them fast and he moves the puck. So you get a game like that, just solid puck movement, nothing flashy, 2 assists because he can get it to the net. On nights that he doesn't score, it's not going to define his game. It's not that he's not a skilled player. I guess the best, one of the very best defensemen I ever saw play was Nick Lidstrom. 90% of what he did was a 10-foot pass on the tape. There was no magic. It was simple. It was fast. They were out of their end. So I'm not comparing the two, but the idea is right. He moves the puck quick.
And Andrew Copp today likened it to the Vegas Golden Knights as a team, a collection of guys who maybe all right. felt like they had something to prove. Obviously, that served them well. Andrew Copp would be another player who maybe had a bit of a chip on his shoulder. He brings it up that being scratched in the playoff game last year, and he's yeah. obviously really coming into his own, it seems, here lately. So how have you seen maybe him handle that?
I think that Andrew understands, and not that he didn't, what he understands now is the value of that role, of how versatile he is for our team. So he's the night before playing in what would be called, you know, fourth off the bench center. And last night and the night he's on the ice at the end of the game, right? Left-handed face-off now with Scheifele and Wheeler. So big role acceptance, but also maximizing what you get done in that role. He's Andrew Copp's a huge part of our team now. Plays fourth line center when Lowry's in the lineup, but I like their line. Like there's lots of minutes for everybody. It takes a young guy a little while to understand that your role is important no matter what the minutes are. Every person in our room is critical to winning, and that becomes a clearer picture when you spend some time in the playoffs, and we can feel it coming now. The march is here. Heavy teams. We're not winning all these games, but we want our effort to look like last night.
Just one more for me on Beaulieu, but when he came here, obviously Josh had just gone down the game before. So on the surface, you would say, well, the easiest thing to do, you had a hole to fill, so you just plug the new guy in that hole. Was there something that you just, what you knew of Nathan Beaulieu that you thought that would make a good pair with Jacob Trouba, or were you just kind of hoping that, not wanting to move the other pairs?
Well, there's two pieces to it. The first one is by default, in that we knew Kulikov and Myers worked.
Right.
And I really liked the way Sammy Niku was playing and Ben Sherratt's game. So I liked that. And the last piece is Jake Trouba asked for him. Said, give me the new guy. So we need that from, you know, age isn't much of a difference, but in terms of games and minutes, you want your veterans grabbing kids, right? And new guys is a better way to put it. Put me with the new guy. Let's see what we can do.
Finally, we're inside the Amalie Arena, home to the NHL's best team this year. They lead all kinds of categories, defensively, offensively. How rare is it in this day and age of parity in the NHL to see a team dominate as they have?
Well, we haven't seen one get to these numbers that they have. The analytics are off the charts. Their offensive zone time, their defensive zone time, the skill level that they have. What we liked about our game against them, not the fact that each team had about 35 scoring chances, but we had to skate. Like, you're forced to skate to play this team, because if you give them time and space, well, it doesn't even matter if you do. They're going to make time and space. This, we're expecting to be an exciting, good game, because we're going to come out with the right amount of respect for them to skate at our best.